This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's spring break, from what I understand. One of the cool things about when you've once raised, by the time you've raised your kids, or once you have raised your kids, is what I'm trying to say. One of the cool things about that is you instantly no longer know when spring break is. You just know it's around this time. And the only way you know is when no one's around. And that's right now. We don't even have, our boss is out.
Yeah.
Buckley's out. Sook's out.
Traffic sucks.
Traffic sucks?
Oh, yeah, and that's a big indicator of spring break, too. Like, on a random Tuesday like this, traffic basically was hell getting in today.
So. What?
It wasn't bad on my end. But.
That's good. I come from Wilsonville, so I-5 is not.
Why do you think that is?
I've always wondered, man. I always wonder why it's like in the morning, there, on Fridays specifically, there's no traffic, but then coming home, even with no traffic on Fridays, there's still heavier traffic Friday afternoons. Like, just nothing makes sense, especially here. Why did we build a 2-lane highway through the middle of a Portland, like, metro area thruway and never believe that our population was going to grow? I don't know.
Well, don't they say there's no room for more lanes or something?
Probably. But,
I don't know.
But it sure as heck looks like there is. And it's like, oh yeah, we've got an NBA team right there past our 2-lane interstate. God.
Yeah.
It's the most Portland thing in the freaking universe, dude.
Well, let's get back to Portland. We're talking about this ballpark here that they're asking for $800 million in bonds. So here's what it's like. So I was gonna tell you, Schultzy, I have big breaking news here on the station today. I'm going to build the Fan a new huge live studio.
Ooh.
It's going to be right down there downtown, and it's going to be great. People will come from all over to watch the Fan.
It's going
to
be the biggest and the best.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it. They will watch the Fan. They will come from everywhere, every direction. You think traffic's bad now? They're going to pack the streets to come watch the Fan do radio in their new studios, okay? But in order to pay for the studio, I need some monies from bonds through the state. So the state gives me that money. Let's say it's $800 million.
Okay.
It's a lot, but let's say it's $800 million. I build the studio, and the community benefits because of all the revenue it creates. People are traveling here. They're spending their money around town, hotels, rental cars, bars, restaurants, shops, you name it. But about that initial bond, I pay it back by taxing all the guests on the Fan that people come to see. That's who pays. I don't tax you. I tax all the great guests we're now going to get because this big new flashy studio, they pay. and there's nothing they can do about it. Isn't that great? It's part of their job. They work in different states. They come to Oregon to do a big interview with Schulze on The Fan. They pay those state taxes. So, okay, so then once whole, all of the revenue then from that fan studio moving forward comes in from the guests in the new studio. That goes straight to the city and the state. That's how it works. That's the ballpark situation. Why would you not be for that? If you're against that, you're an idiot. And you can quote me on that.
Yeah, that's basically you are spending some money up front and making money on it. It will pay for itself. And then you in perpetuity are getting a bunch of cash back.
In perp, baby.
You're Kevin freaking O'Leary on Shark Tank, all right?
That's right.
That was his favorite word, in perpetuity.
It's actually a good business idea for once around here.
No, the city actually, I'm pretty impressed. Yeah, that they actually partnered up with Zidell here, because Zidell, I used to live on the waterfront where our old studios were up, and they were trying to put it like into this like plan for like a grocery store and like a, you know, a greenway and nice area for people to like go to restaurants. But thankfully, they screwed that one up. Well, and we're here.
I think the problem was that Zidell, they held firm on their price on that land for a long time.
Yes.
And, you know, they're not, I mean, you know, it's their land. I mean, it was tough negotiation, but
it's the most valuable land in the city. I understand why. You don't want to give that up for nothing.
It is certainly up there. So it's, so they got that. They want this 800 milli. That's how to explain it. Now, listen, Keith Wilson, our mayor, said this, quote, "We need a project like this to help further invigorate our recovery, change the narrative, and energize the community and state. MLB will be a part of that renaissance that we're now charting in Portland," end quote. Hallelujah. Thank you. That was always one of the talking points from the Portland Diamond Project, that, hey, look, things suck in Portland right now. You know, we're going through COVID and riots and the whole thing. But maybe, just maybe, there's an opportunity to be a part of the resurrection. Well, that's where they've got Keith Wilson on this. They got him thinking that way. Here's Tina Kotek, our fearless governor. Quote, "I'm fully supportive of what the city is trying to do, and I think we have a very unique financing tool, and I can support it. And I think it's a strong way to finance a stadium so we can have MLB come to Portland," end quote. Boom, mayor and governor on board. Why aren't you?
I mean, they see the dollar signs.
Yes, even they can see it. And they're morons.
Well, I think the only thing they can see, Rob, is dollar signs, so you know why they're supporting
it. Look, I get it, man. The issue here, and it's fair, is that the government around here has lost the benefit of the doubt from most people. And so people are naturally skeptical that there has to be a catch. And that is not as much on them as it is on how the government here has operated. And so I get the skepticism. I understand the people that say, well, there's got to be something more to it. This can't be, you know, that's not the way, you know, whatever. I get that. They're wrong, but I get where they're coming from. So if the government wants trust, they have to earn it, and they have not. So I get why people have reservations, or they may flat out think they're getting ripped off. But in this instance, guys, it's a legit deal. Okay.
And remember, we voted for this. We were for it 20 years ago, but it is the number up front that is freaking you out. We will get that back.
Yeah, calm down, bros. We got you.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.